I want to welcome all of you this evening to our Holy Mass and our gathering afterward, and to thank you in my own name and that of Bishop Fulda, in the name of the Board of the North Dakota Catholic Conference and its staff, for your good service to all of us, the citizens of North Dakota, who have chosen you to represent us and to act on our behalf to advance the common good of us all. My sermon this evening is not meant to be an academic lecture on law and government. I'm sure you get that more than you really want to. But I would like to offer you, our good legislators, a frame of reference for what you do and do so well from the Roman Catholic Church's moral and social teachings. Historically, the Catholic Church's moral teachings have their source in both the Old and the New Testaments, the Ten Commandments of God, and the Lord Jesus's definitive teaching of the Great Commandment and the Beatitudes in the Sermon on the Mount. The Church's social teachings are the direct result and the good fruit of a right and faithful living of its moral teachings. For the Church, there is no disparity or dichotomy between loving the Lord your God with your whole heart, soul, mind, and strength, and loving your neighbor as yourself. The true beauty of this objective and timeless truth is that it applies to every person, no matter his or her faith or lack of belief. The Church teaches this in the Catechism: man participates in the wisdom and goodness of the Creator, who gives him mastery over his acts and the ability to govern himself with a view to the true and the good. This truth really is part and parcel of who we are as persons. It is the very stuff of being a human person who lives in a particular time, in a specific place, in direct and indirect relationships with all other human beings. This truth is of the natural order and rule of our lives, which we can know and understand by our own reason and experience. In fact, the common denominator for the Church's moral and social teachings is each of us, the person possessed of a dignity received from the Creator, which lived in society, in relationships, is to be protected, defended, and fostered by the society itself. This rule of our lives is termed natural, not in reference to irrational nature around us, but because reason, on which it is based, properly belongs to us, to human nature, It is here that the intersection of what the church calls the common good and the rule of law is found. Again, in the Catechism, the church says law is a rule of conduct enacted by competent authority for the sake of the common good. St. Thomas Aquinas refers to this type of law as the ordinance of reason. So for the church, law is reasonable and justified and therefore good when it exists to order the common good. And the inverse is just as true for the church. Law is unreasonable and unjustified and therefore bad when its existence creates disorder and diminishes the common good. For the Catholic Church, there is a necessary connection between reason and law, and between law and reason. When the connection is altered, damaged, or broken, the common good suffers, and therefore persons suffer. In our own daily experiences, you most capably of crafting law, amending existing law. We, the citizens who strive to understand the law and to our best abilities observe it if it applies to us, we all realize that in day-to-day living, certain imperfections always seem to surface. Do not become discouraged. You are, as the church says, the competent authority to craft the law in order to promote and sustain the common good of us all. Because some fall short does not make the law ineffective or unobservable. With the grace of God and with a willingness to see that what is our motivation isn't an ideology, but the common good of us all, will see you through in all that you do. The church's understanding of the common good, as expressed in its social teachings, has always been based on and oriented to the dignity and progress of persons. It states clearly in the Catechism of the Catholic Church regarding the common good, the Church says the order of things must be subordinated to the order of persons and not the other way around. This order is founded on truth, built up in justice, and animated by love. The love which the Lord Jesus teaches us in the great commandment is first a wholehearted, unconditional love for God, and following upon that, an unqualified love for one's neighbor. That's the love. Law and government have a real, natural, and reasonable affinity for each other and succeed in facilitating the life of justice and virtue, peace and security, that is the common good, for those whom they serve when they are always the means to the end of protecting and fostering the common good and not the end in themselves. As elected public officials charged with governing, the best measure for crafting good laws is always their measure against what is objectively true and good for each person and all persons governed. Good laws, that is, those which create a rule of conduct fostering respect for the person as such, facilitating the fulfillment of his duties and protecting his proper freedoms and rights, fostering the social well-being and development of the community in its spiritual and material aspects, and fostering peace, which is the stability and security of a just order. At this Holy Mass, our prayer for all of you is that our good God give you every grace to enact and amend our laws based on what is true and good, and be assured you do have our prayers as well as our gratitude and abiding respect.